We have Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and probably a lot more, because the Rishonim disagree on which are the 613, but there's still more mitzvahs, and plus there are mitzvahs to Rabbanim, or are there any mitzvahs to do? In addition to fulfilling all mitzvahs in our Torah, mitzvah midrabanan, there's a concept we read in the Torah of Zekeli van Veo, a pasuk from Parshas Bishalach, that there's a mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, to glorify the mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is used in different contexts, but usually it's used in usually the chefzah shel mitzvah. You buy a nice estrog, besides estrog mehudur, or a nice pair of tefillin. So that's the concept of hiddur mitzvah. So Rav Zilberstein, in one of his svarim, I think the Harevna, he raises the following question. Someone donated a Sefer Torah to the shul. That happens a lot. Either the shul has their own, or many times different balabatim or donors, they donate a Sefer Torah to the shul. So this person, who I guess he was a balabas in the shul, he donated a Sefer Torah. I mean, Sefer Torah cost a lot of money, a lot of different sofrim. So he donated a kosher Sefer Torah. It was clearly kosher. It wasn't an issue of kashrus. However, it wasn't as mehudar as other Sefer Torah in the Aron. So the print wasn't as good, the ink, whatever the hiddur wasn't. The gabbai did not like the fact that it wasn't mehudar. So he says he's not going to use the Sefer Torah. Why would he use a mehudar Sefer Torah? Why would he use a non-mehudar when he has 6-7 mehudar, other Sefer Torah which are mehudar? So the person who donated the Sefer Torah, and he felt, and the gabbai felt, I'm not obligated to use it. And great, you got the mitzvah of donating a Sefer Torah, whether you actually fulfilled your mitzvah, ksiva Sefer Torah, that's a separate discussion. If you do donate, but you want to fulfill your mitzvah, who does it belong to? Who pays the insurance on it? But that's a different shaila. So either way, the gabbai said, okay, great. At this point, I have a lot of other nice Sefer Torah. I'm not going to use it. And the owner was steaming. Are you kidding me? I just spent all this money or all this time writing it or paying for it, and you're not going to use it? So he went into the shul. I guess when no one was looking, he went into the Aron Kodesh and he switched the mantle, the covers on the Sefer Torah, and he put it on his. So the one that was more mehudar, he took that cover. So therefore, when the gabbai the next morning, whether it's Shabbos or Monday or Thursday, and he dips when they opened it up, so he obviously went with what he thought was the mehudar one. When he opened it up, he saw, like, wait a second. He probably knew what happened, and he was steaming. And he put the Sefer Torah back and took the other one. So that was the question asked to Rav Zilberstein. Well, what the gabbai did, Kuliyam agree, where it was wrong. Once you take the Sefer Torah out, he should have used it. Doesn't seem to be much of a debate on that issue. The issue is he right to begin with? Like, is there a bigger inyan to read Kriya Satorah from a Mamar Mehudah? What if it's a Sefer Torah is Pasol? So we have to, that's a different shear. Could we rely on Shitas HaRambam or the Machlokas in the Rambam? Machlokas Rishonim, as they say, the Rambam versus the Rambam. In his earlier, in the Mishnah Torah, he seems to say it's Usher. I think it's Tshuva Per Hadar. He says it's Mutter. So that'd be a separate Shiloh. The minute, you know, we try to get a kosher Sefer Torah. So here it's kosher. The question is this, if it's hiddur. So the question was, is there an inyan to read from a kosher Torah that's more mehudar versus a kosher Torah which is less mehudar? So Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Marsham, I believe, who says that, of course, it's a concept of hiddur mitzvah, but you don't take hiddur mitzvah in a vacuum. He says, if it's hiddur mitzvah versus bizoy mitzvah, so obviously, in other words, what he was saying is, I'm not sure what the case of the Maharsham was, But clearly it was a case where they weren't using other Sifrei Torah. So the Marsham is assuming, or Rav Zilberstein is assuming in the Marsham, that by not using the Sefer Torah, you're being mavazeh the Sefer Torah. So you don't have to use it all the time, but every Sefer Torah in the Aron that's kosher should be used, at least bakrai. In fact, I think that's what some say. Let's say if you're in an Ashkenaz shul, and someone donated a Svardi Sefer Torah, so that's a discussion whether you could use that bakrai or not. But generally speaking, you should use every Sefer Torah, at least once or twice during the year, so it shouldn't be a bizoy. So he says, therefore, he said, the Gabbai was wrong. You have to switch it around. You could use the Mehudah Sefer Torah most of the time, but you have to switch it around and use the other ones as well. So that was the Psak of Rav Zilberstein. He said, the Gabbai was wrong, clearly. And in theory, there is an Inyan. It's Mashma. Mashma from him, that maybe there is an Inyan of using a Mehudah, but if it's going to cause a case of Bizoy, and perhaps here he doesn't discuss maybe a case of Machlokes, which is Daraisa as well, so to avoid Machlokes, and we're talking about with this Hidurim, so maybe you should be Machmer on Ben Adam HaChavero instead of Ben Adam L'Makom. But either way, that's what seems to be the Psak of Rev Zilberstein, who happens to be the son-in-law of Rev Yashav. Rav Yashav Zatzal, he discusses waning from a Torah, and he discusses Hiddur Mitzvah. He was asked to Shaila, is there a bigger Hiddur waning from a Sefer Torah Mehudah versus just a kosher Sefer Torah? So Rav Yashav says that no, there is no difference. It's exactly the same. Why? Because Rav Yashav's pshat is, because what's the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah? It's a form of Liman HaTorah, of learning. That's why the minhag of a chassan to get an aliyah, a chassan's besimcha, and that's part of not giving an avel, aliyah during Shiva. So the issue of Kriyas HaTorah is for Liman HaTorah. In other words, the Rav Yashav is saying is the Sefer Torah itself is only a Heksher Mitzvah. The purpose of having a Torah is to learn from it. Like the Gemara talks about, today we have Svarim today, so we can fulfill the Mitzvah otherwise, the Rush. But they used to learn from the Sefer Torah. So the Mitzvah is learning when you wane. You need a Sefer Torah to wane from. But it's only a Heksha Mitzvah, and it's not the Mitzvah itself. So therefore he says there is no difference between whether it's Mehudah or not. What do you mean, Zekeli Vaveo? He says, no, of course it makes a difference. That Zekeli Vaveo is the din of the Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. It's the din of the Guf HaMitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The other is the din, it's a bigger Inyan to make a Mehudah. But the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, there is no difference. And that's so, I don't know if it's a machlokes, but two different answers. The answer of Rav Zilberstein was that, maybe you're right, maybe you should be reading from a Mehudah, but to avoid Bizoy, perhaps machlokes, one should spread out and use all the Sifrei Torah, at least Bakrai, as long as they're kosher. And Rav Yashav saying, no, there is no Indian at all. The Gabbai is wrong on both accounts. Not only was he wrong for putting the Torah back, but he's wrong. There is no Indian of fulfilling, when the person's fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that's when it's Nogea. And with this, the post-Gumam explain a different principle. The Rishonim talk about this, the concept of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. When you have mitzvahs in front of you, you don't pass up. Like an Atalas bag, we're putting on your talis first, so you want to put the talis before the tefillin. You don't want to pass over one to get to the other. Or let's say by the challah. So Friday night, there's an inyan to use the bottom challah. So therefore, you put the bottom challah closer to you, so you're not violating Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. It's a concept of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So the challah is, what do you do when you take out a couple of Sifrei Torah? So according to the min, you know, what people try to do is they just either you put out the Sifrei Torah up front where the ones you're going to use, or first you take out the front one and you do the back one. But let's assume, let's say you wanted the Sefer Torah that was in the back row. Are you allowed to pass over the Sefer Torah in the front row? What about Ein Ma'avir in Al Mitzvah? So that's the Yisod, the Rishonim, the Poskim give is. We only say Ein Ma'avir in Al Mitzvahs. We don't say Ein Ma'avir in Al Hechsher Mitzvah. Since the Sefer Torah itself is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Gufa Mitzvah, so therefore we don't have to worry about passing over, going into a Aron Kodesh and taking a Torah which is in the back. So that's the Yisod of, that's the Mitzvah of Zekeh Le'anveo, the Mitzvah of Hidda Mitzvah, the Yisod of Rav Zilberstein or the Marsham, that it's true, there is an inyan perhaps of Hidda Mitzvah by reading by Kriyas HaTorah, but not to avoid Bizoy to the Torah and perhaps a major machokes. So, you know, one can decide. So he says, yes, there's an inyan of using all the Sifrei Torah at some point. So therefore, the Gabbai was wrong on both accounts. And Rabbi Yashiv also said he was wrong for a different reason, because he's wrong totally. There's no inyan at all of reading from a mahudr. That's a din ksiva Sefer Torah, and therefore it's not a problem at all. And as well, therefore, we don't apply the call of Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvah, because as it says, Al HaMitzvah, so it doesn't apply to a Hechsher Mitzvah.